Oh, hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments? It's a brief survey on the issues facing the community, ma'am. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
I didn't hear what is the
It's a survey.
A survey for what? I'm not understanding what you're saying. The survey is for though.
It's for education, and your opinion does count a lot. So how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in this current school year?
Only one.
Great, ma'am. All right. And which of the following best describes the school your child attends this current school year? Would you say a district public school in Boston, a charter school, a public school?
It's a public school.
Okay. All right. And for statistical purposes, ma'am, what is your age?
I'm 70.
Great, ma'am. All right. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well, how would you describe your race, ma'am?
Black.
Okay. And thinking specifically of your child or who you have enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade is your child in this current school year?
He's supposed to graduate this year.
Oh, would that be 12?
12 grade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as BPS system, is a district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Well, she goes to it's a public school, but it's more like a, I would say try the school is the Boston Art Academy. You have to interview for that. You have to
okay.
It's something you have to be qualified to go there.
Okay, but how do you feel? Or how satisfied or dissatisfied are you with the Boston public system, ma'am? Would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied?
Well. Some of them I don't satisfy with, but some there are some good school and there are some bad school.
Because you can as well answer very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I'll say somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. How would you grade your child's school, ma'am? Would you say A, B, C?
I'll say A.
A, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Boston Public School as a whole? How would you grade the Boston Public Schools? Would you say A, B, C, D, or F?
The public school, I'll say maybe a C.
Okay. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? Would you give her an A, B,
Well, she C? Just started, so I can't give a quote on that yet. This is her first year, so I can't give an answer for that yet.
Okay, ma'am, can you hear me? Can you
yeah.
hear me, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so would you say you lean more towards an A, a B, a C, a D?
I can't, no, I will not give an answer on that because she just get on there, so, you know.
No problem, ma'am. Well, as you may know, ma'am, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, ma'am, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I'd say not too well. Boston Public School, the charter school and stuff is doing a better job than the Boston Public Schools.
I understand, ma'am. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, ma'am, Well, how well would you say the Boston public school system is partnering with you? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all? Hello, ma'am?